The next patient is Daniel King. The last name is K-I-N-G. First name is D-A-N-I-E-L. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 48-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of anemia associated to iron deficiency with a GR workup that is negative. Period. The patient responded to the administration of parenteral iron very well, comma. We put him on oral iron, and the patient seems to have problems with the compliance. The serum iron is 35. The iron saturation is just 9%. The patient was encouraged to take the 150 milligrams POBID. He had a family situation in which he had to be in the hospital with one of the family members, and the patient didn't take the medications as recommended. Whether or not the compliance improved ever since is unknown, but we emphasize the need to take the medication, otherwise he will become anemic. Following number. Diabetes mellitus type 2, the hemoglobin A1C. And this is despite the fact that the patient has gained weight. He is up to 267 pounds with a BMI of 34. Period. The recommendation was to decrease the caloric intake, increase the activity, and take the medications. Following number, arterial hypertension that is out of control. This is weight related, diet related, lack of activity related. I don't think that the approach is to increase the number of medications that he takes. Quite the opposite, should be decrease the sodium intake, decrease the fluid intake, increase the activity, and follow a plant-based diet. The patient is going to try. Following number. Hyperlipidemia that seems to be under control. Following number, overweight. Following number, obstructing sleep apnea on CPAP. Now the patient is using the CPAP. Before he wasn't, because the patient was attending her daughter at the hospital. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Period. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 5 minutes in the documentation.